Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's time for the good, the bad, and the dumb Friday edition, and we don't leave you hanging because the good of the day, the dumb of the day, the bad of the day, all will lead you into this weekend. So let's get started with the good of the day.
Good of the day has got to go to this for one Chiefs fan, this one Chiefs fan. This video has gone viral from the parade that happened. The parade was on Wednesday.
Yep.
So Wednesday. A lot of people got to see this video yesterday, leading me to talk about it today.
Yes.
So for one viral lucky or one lucky fan, Patrick Mahomes came stumbling over to him, holding the Lombardi trophy. And this fan and Patrick Mahomes got a selfie.
That is awesome.
You think I'm done? No.
No.
Because as Patrick Mahomes turned to go back to the bus, he handed off the Lombardi trophy and walked away.
What?
This
How
makes
awesome
Tom,
is that?
This makes Tom Brady tossing the Lombardi trophy from boat to boat look,
yes.
look like child's play now.
Yes, that's right.
Because you could really tell Mahomes had had a lot of fun celebrating on the on the bus. He was a little bit inebriated, as the kids would say.
I don't remember know how drunk Tom Brady was during his parade?
Yes.
Remember that?
The Tampa one?
Yeah, you just can't help it.
Mahomes was rivaling him.
Yeah, rivaling that,
It's so casual, right? Mahomes just, he's literally walking over to a fan, trophy in hand, takes a selfie with the fans, and then just, you know, hands the trophy over to the fan like he was holding something that belonged to the fan.
It's
and
amazing.
Then turned and walked away. Like,
it's
not even a thought process like, oh, here, you hold on to this. I got to get back on the bus.
It's so awesome when you see professional athletes drunk and having a good time, isn't it?
There was another moment where with Mahomes as well. It's another video somebody decided to share of him using a porta potty.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was
gotta
awesome.
You got to go.
Yeah, that was great.
And just security outside the porta potty. I mean, what a photo of that, too, right?
That's awesome.
Him emerging from the porta potty. I got Mahomes.
They're so protective of themselves all when they're sober, right?
Right.
They don't really want, all season long, they're not saying a wrong thing. They're just protecting themselves. They don't. But then that moment where they release and have a good time, it's phenomenal. The Avalanche had this with their parade. There was one of the players got off the train and went over to a group of people and was just jumping in a pile of people. Like, they just lose. Isn't it
tradition, too? The cup somehow, some way gets dented.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Somehow, some way. Cup always gets a dent in it.
You're throwing something. And, oh, my goodness. It's fantastic.
But if you haven't seen the video, check it. It is hysterical how he just hands it off and walks away like as if he was holding onto the camera to take the selfie and handed the guy back to his camera and just walked away.
That's great.
Just so casual, like, I got to get back on the bus.
That's a king of the city there, man.
Yeah.
King of the city.
I'm assuming the Chiefs got the trophy back, but I don't know. The video ended.
Yeah.
Maybe a guy went home with a souvenir. I'm not sure.
Yeah, exactly. Thinking it's like a foul ball in a baseball game.
Oh, yeah.
It's not my fault he gave it to me. It's mine. Possession is 99% of the law. I now own this.
Problem is that Chiefs Kingdom fans are loyal.
Right.
Even if everyone forgot about it, he would have showed up to Arrowhead saying, I need to drop this off.
You think the Chiefs were like, okay, we'll give you 2 season tickets for the next 10 years. We'll give you a Patrick Mahomes.
They didn't even get that far because that guy, I told you, that guy's a loyal fan.
Yeah.
He's not holding it hostage.
He
he's going to be like, hand it right over. There you go.
There you go. Put it in your case. That's awesome. Good stuff. What's the bad of the day?
It's really bad. It's almost sad, really.
Okay.
Other news that came down yesterday, aside from Tim McCarver passing away, was that Bruce Willis has frontotemporal dementia.
Yeah, man. His family says he's not doing good at all.
Yeah.
It's getting worse. So.
And that, I mean, it's just sad because I've really enjoyed his movies over the years, and you know that there's not another one coming.
Yeah, Bruce Willis has gotten I remember him. You probably remember him, too, because we're about the same age. But
yeah.
Remember Moonlighting?
Oh, of course.
That was when I saw Bruce Willis the first time. I was
a
high school kid. Moonlighting was on. It was a funny show. He was the funny guy. Cybill Shepherd was the beautiful model that ended up with a detective. How do they all end up with detective agencies? I have no idea. But anyway, Bruce Willis was really funny as the sort of, you know, that pairing.
And a good action star in that TV show, too. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of action, but as much action as a TV crime drama can have.
Exactly. So you see him, and he's kind of cracking jokes, and he's kind of being funny, but he's also – and then, boom, he's John McClane in Die Hard in the late 80s, and he just explodes. I mean, just explodes. Very much like if you were to talk about George Clooney, you'd say, well, maybe the first time I saw him was on Facts of Life or ER. Yeah. Right, and then boom, he becomes a
never thought
movie
of him
star.
As this movie star, but right, now he's right. The movie star.
Now he's the same thing with Bruce Willis. You watch this guy on Moonlighting, and then boom, he's a mega movie star,
Yeah, you know, headlining or top draw the movies. I mean, you see his names on the big marquee. He is the guy in all these action movies,
and it's in some of the other roles that he's been in. Where he's not an action star, have been really good as well. And sometimes he's been in a cameo. Sometimes he'll have just a small part in a movie, and I'll go, man, that's well done.
Or when he did, the movie. There was a movie, it's called The Whole Nine Yards.
Yeah. Yep.
With Matthew Perry. And when he did that movie, it was kind of like he's the action star, but he got back to like his comedic roots.
Right.
And I found it really entertaining watching him from that standpoint. It was like, okay, I mean, you are an entertainer. This is fun.
There was a movie that was about the fast food industry. I forget who's the star of it, but he plays like an executive of the burger company. And Willis has this one scene. It's the only scene he's in where he's a meat provider. Like he's the one that is the middleman for the fast food company that gets their burgers. And they're worried because there's like traces of like poop in the burgers. And Bruce Willis gives this monologue about how the industry works. It's really, really good. It's the only scene he's in the movie, but he steals that scene. He's underrated. You think he's just bang, 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 but he plays other roles really well. That's really sad news.
Yeah.
That's really sad news.
It's really a bummer. So, and just the fact that, you know, he's going to get to a point where he doesn't know anything.
Yeah,
around
that's
him,
right.
Like forgets
that's
everything, right. Forgets movies he was in, and
I know.
And it's like you can't wheel him out to say the Oscars to give him a Lifetime Achievement Award because you would have no clue why he's there.
I know.
So,
all right. What's the dumb of the day?
Dumb of the day is I'm glad you didn't bring this up when talking about Tiger, but for all of you who are thinking about canceling Tiger, for his little antic on the ninth hole after he outdrove Justin Thomas, where he kind of casually handed him a tampon. Stop. Don't cancel him over that.
Stop it. Yeah,
guys being guys. I'm sorry if you find it offensive, but it's guys being guys.
It is guys being guys. That's right.
It's the same of us. You know, if you hit a putt short, right? Say you're like 10 feet away from the hole. And you don't give it all the oomph that you need, and you hit it like seven, 8 feet. I expect my friends to tell me to hike up my skirt.
Yeah, that's right. That's how it works.
I expect that. That's what happens.
There is a
just guys guy, being guys.
There is a guy tradition that I've never actually seen anybody do, but it goes that you're supposed to do something if you don't drive it past the ladies' tees.
Right.
On the first tee. I've never seen anybody actually do it on the golf course, but there's this. But you might get kidded about that if you swing, barely hit the ball, and it dribbles in front of you like 20 feet.
Yeah.
You may be asked to do something with your trousers. Nobody's actually ever done it, but somebody might make that joke to you if you do that. This is a whole bunch of manliness to playing.
And I'm sorry if you find that offensive. I really do. You know, but if anyone's thinking about canceling Tiger over his little prank, his little joke to Justin Thomas, stop it. There's much more you should cancel Tiger over other than a tampon.
The guy told his mistress to take his name off the phone. Yeah,
quickly, huge, it, quickly.
Exactly, like this man. There's a bunch of other things that you can get Tiger on.
Yeah,
but not this one.
Not a tampon.
You know what the idea? The really is. Here's the thing I like about Tiger. Okay, first of all, he brought it with him, knowing he could probably.
Of course, he did.
There was going to be some moment in the round with Justin Thomas that he was going to be able to break it out.
He knew
that's
it.
Awesome. By the way, is this an undervalued thing? So imagine if you are Justin Thomas. And how old is Justin Thomas? 28, 27, something like that?
Yeah.
Late 20s. So you're a kid. You're a little kid, okay? And you're playing golf. Your his dad was a PGA professional. You're playing golf, and you're watching Tiger win majors. And you're like, I want to be Tiger Woods, my favorite golfer. And then you're like best friends with the guy later on in life. That's pretty impressive, isn't it? Don't you think it's amazing that you could grow up idolizing somebody? And it's not just you know them. They know you professionally because like you made it and they're still on the tour. They're buddies. Like right. They're buddies. Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Doesn't he practice at the compound?
Yeah, I think he does practice at the compound. Exactly. And like Justin Thomas did his golf thing. It's pretty wild. So, yep. All right, it's a wake up call. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue.